And God, if you can now say what you're going to do to Adam.
And man, also I say to thee, for thou hast not done after me thy wife's counsel for to flee, but done her so bidding to eat the fruit of this tree, in thy work wearied the earth shall be, and in great travel behoveth thee on earth to get thy living. When on the earth travel thou hast, fruit shall not grow on that place, but thorns and briars for thy trespass. To thee on earth shall spring herbs and roots thou shalt eat, and for thy sustenance sore sweat with great mischief to win thy meat, nothing to thy liking. Thus shall thou live, sooth to sayn, for thou hast been to me unbain, ever till the time thou turn again to earth there thou came from. For earth thou art, as well as is seen, and after this world woe and teen, to earth thou shalt withouten ween, and all thy kind also.
Alas, in languor now I am lent. Alas, now shamefully I am shent. For I was unobedient, of well now I am waved. Now all my kind by me is kent, to flee woman's enticement. Who trusteth them in any intent, truly he is deceived. My liquorous wife hath been my foe, the devil's envy shent me also. They twain together well may go, the sister and the brother. His wrath hath done me much woe, her gluttony grieved me also. God, let never man trust them two, the one more than the other.
Now shall ye part from this lee. Hild, you behoves to be dead beast skins, as thinketh me is best you can on you bear. For deadly both now been ye, and death no way may you flee. Such clothes are best for your degree, and such now shall ye wear.
And then God puts garments of skins upon them.
Adam, now hast thou thy willing, for thou desirest above all thing of good and evil to have knowing. Now wrought is all thy will. Thou wouldst know both weal and woe. Now is it fallen to thee so. Therefore hence thou must go, and thy desire fulfil. Now, lest thou covetest more, and do as thou hast done before, eat of this fruit to live evermore. Here may thou not be. To earth thither thou must gone, with travail lead thy life thereon, for sicker there is none other one. Go forth, take Eve with thee.
Then God shall drive Adam and Eve out of paradise, and again minstrels play, as there is a sense of a scene change. And various angels will now come forth, and God will give his instructions to them.
Now will I that there languor within the angels' order cherubim to keep this place of wail and win that Adam lost thus has, with sharp sword on every side, and flame of fire here to abide, that never a earthly man inglide, for great they been that grace.
Lord, that order is in right, is ready set here in thy sight, with flame of fire ready to fight against mankind thy foe, to whom grace clean is great, shall none of them leng in thy sight, till wisdom, right, mercy and might, by them and other mow.
I, cherubim, must here by choice to keep this place of great price, sith that man was so unwise. This woning I must wear, that he by craft need no contice.
Oh, we'll pause there.
Yes, please.
That right. He be, by craft need no quintis.
Quintice.
Depending on how you want it to rhyme. And that's sort of cunning. Is what you're talking about there. You can have quint, which is intelligence and thought, but quintis is or quantice is something much more evil and benign. So by no craft or no cunning, as it were.
This woning I must wear, that he by craft need no quantice, shall not come in that was his, but deprived be of paradise, no more for to come there.
And in this heritage I will be, Sleely for to oversee, that no man come in this city, as God hath me behight. Swords of fire have all we, to make man from this place to flee, from this dwelling of great dainty, to him first was dight.
Of this order I am one made, from mankind to wear this one, that through his guilt hath forgone, for great they have been that grace. Therefore depart they must each one, or else sword shall be their bone, and myself also therefore, to flame them in the face.
And at this point, minstrels play, because this is actually going to be quite a scene change, because 30 years now pass. Adam is going to speak to his two children, Cain and Abel, about the nature of their life since they were cast out of the Garden of Eden, and Adam and Eve will tell their children that following the advice of God is probably a good thing.
High God and highest King, that of naught made all thing, beast foul and grass growing, and me of earth made. Thou gave me grace to do thy willing, for after great sorrow and sicking, thou hast me lent great liking, to sons my heart to glade. Cain and Abel, my children dear, whom I got within 30 years, after the time we waved were of paradise for our pride. Therefore now them will I leer, to make them know in good manner what I see when Eve my fear was taken of my side. Whilst that I slept in that place, my ghost to heaven ravished was, for to see there had I grace things that shall befall, to make you ware of cumbrous case, and let you for to do trespass. Some I will tell before your face, but I will not tell all. I wot by things that I there see, that God will come from heaven on high, to overcome the devil so sly, and light into my kind, and my blood that he will win, that I so lost for my sin. A new law then shall begin, and so men shall it find. Water or fire as wittily, or this world shall destroy, for men shall sin so horribly, and do fall much amiss. Therefore, that you may escape that noy, do well and beware by me. I tell you here by prophecy, this will befall Iwis. Also I see, as I shall say, that God will come the last day, to damn mankind in flesh veray, and flame of fire burning, the good to heaven, the evil to hell. Your children this tale you may tell. This saw I in paradise or fell, as I lay there sleeping. Now will I tell you how you shall do, God's love to underfoe. Cain, husband's craft thou must go to, and Abel a shepherd be. Therefore of corns fair and clean, that groweth on ridges out of the rain. Cain, thou shalt offer, as I mean, to God in majesty. And Abel, while thy life shall last, thou shalt offer and do my hest, to God the firstborn beast. Thereto thou make thee bound. Thus shall you please God Almight, if you do this well and right, with good heart in his sight and full devotion. Now for to get your sustenance, I will you teach without distance. For sith I fell that mischance of that fruit for to eat, my life, children fair and free, with this spade, as you may see, I have dolven. Learn this at me, how you shall win your meat.
My sweet children, darlings dear, you shall see how I live here, because that we unbuxen were and did as God knowed. This pain there as had been no need. I suffer on earth for my misdeed, and of this wool spin thread by thread to heal me from the cold. Another sorrow I suffer also. My children I must bear with woe, as I have done both you two, and so shall woman all. This was the devil, our bitter foe, that made us out of joy to go. To please God, sons, therefore bethrow, in sin that you not fall.